Southwest Workers Union is in solidarity with Ron McCarty and all the detention prisoners who have spoken out against the human rights abuses at the detention prisons. And we are supporting as well as acts, nonviolent acts in which they are resisting, you know, to try to denounce this abuse, such as hunger strikes, which has continued until today at the Port Isabel Detention Prison, although Nina Bruneda, a local representative for, or a representative for DHS, has consistently refused to acknowledge that there is a hunger strike. They have only acknowledged one person. And what we are doing is that we are supporting Ron McCarty. We know, we are trying to denounce that he has been illegally deported by ICE and DHS. His deportation officer recommended his release, and that was denied by ICE. It was denied specifically by Michael Watkins, and we believe that this was in retaliation for Ron McCarty's denouncing the human rights violations at that facility. This is retaliation, politically motivated illegal deportation to Louisiana, and he will be deported possibly in 1 week. We are pretty sure he's going to be deported in 1 week to Haiti. He is neither a Haitian citizen nor a Haitian native. So he was born in the Congo, so he is going to be deported to a place he has never seen, he does not know, and that he was not even born in. Instead of landing in Haiti, he will be put on a commercial flight to the Dominican Republic. They will be dropped off there, and the crisis in Haiti right now is that there's no food and water for people, which is why it's illegal for the government to deport people to Haiti. So what they're doing is they're just dropping people off on the at the Dominican Republic. What we're demanding is that people, we're demanding that Dora Shryo stop this illegal deportation, that there's a freeze on his deportation, and there be a proper and adequate investigation by an outside independent organization, family members of the prisoners, and community organizations such as Southwest Workers Union involved, because we cannot believe that this kind of abuse, well, we can believe it, but this abuse happened. Ron McCarty was illegally deported while representatives of Amnesty International were in the prison. Now, if that's what happens when Amnesty is inside the prison, what do they do when there's nobody there? They're beating people. They're denying them their medical treatment. They're breaking people's spirits. When they dragged Ron McCarty away after he demanded at 5:30 a.m. yesterday, ICE officers came to Ron McCarty. They woke him up. And they told him that, they told him to get up. He asked where they were moving him to. They did not want to ask, tell him that. So he said that he was not going to go anywhere until he spoke to Amnesty International. They, when he said Amnesty International, they kicked him, they punched him, they beat him, and they told him, Amnesty International will not do anything for you. You have no hope. Then he was dragged away and sent to Louisiana. So I think that international organizations like Amnesty International need to put this pressure on Dora Shryo. They need to make the government accountable. This happened right under their noses. How can this be possible? We have a responsibility to the prisoners. We need to have accountability from the government to the communities that they are destroying with these prisons. I think that if they had demanded to physically see Ron McCarty, not left until they had seen him, that perhaps then there would have been a different answer, if perhaps there had been. But also, it's not too late to do something. I mean, we understand how DHS works. We understand that perhaps they wouldn't have cared if Amnesty had said that. Possibly they could have deported him anyway, but the intent was there. If they got the call at 6 a.m. that this was happening now, then at 6:05, you know, they should have called the Port Isabel Detention Prison and demanded to have Ron McCarty there present when they went to go see him. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but what I do know is that now is the time when Amnesty International can tell Dora Shryo, this happened while we were at the facility. We know this is an illegal deportation. We know that he is not a citizen from Haiti. We know that he was not born there. This is an illegal process, and it's a retaliation on Ron McCarty because he is denouncing human rights violations, because it's a politically motivated deportation on behalf of ICE, and Michael Watkins denied him that release because of that. I mean, there are things that, you know, that international organizations should be able to do. And I believe that that's one of them, just to help put pressure on Dora Shryo. And the community should certainly is stepping up. We're certainly going to try to do whatever we can. We almost got arrested that day. DHS called when Amnesty left the building. The sheriff deputy came and spoke to concerned community members. We were told that we had to leave the premises. We were waiting to speak with the field officer there that was responsible. We wanted to have answers. But nobody has been taking the community into account, because the community that's surrounding the facility are immigrant communities. We're people who are of Mexican heritage. 97% of the Rio Grande Valley are people of Mexican heritage, either first generation or their parents are of Mexican heritage. So this is a... This is not only a problem inside the prison, this is a problem that affects all of the border, all of the community. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to backtrack. At about 5:45, Southwest Workers Union got a call from a prisoner, from fellow prisoners. At 5:45 a.m., the drama was taken. We were notified by inside people that are inside the facility that Ram had been beaten and taken away and that he had requested to see Amnesty International. Shortly thereafter, we did call Amnesty International representative with Zarnada, and we were told that this was not going to happen, that they had to have a ticket, that they had to process Rama, and we told them, this is happening now. We have to act now. And I'm not sure if they really even took us seriously because we're community people. I think that there is a gap between what organizations that come in from the outside know about what's really happening in there. And when we said it's happening now, it wasn't because we were panicking unnecessarily. It was because we believe and we know what the truth is about what's happening in there. And when a prisoner tells you it's happening now, it's because it's happening now, and that's what's going to happen. And, yes, we understand that DHS has a lot of power and that they don't care if Amnesty's in there. If Amnesty's inside the building, let's challenge them on that. We're disappointed to find out that if people were trying to calm us down, and then later on to find out that it did indeed happen, and it did happen when Amnesty International was there. I think that because of that, there has to be a challenge now for Amnesty International to call Shryo and say, this happened while we were there. We know these facts. This is what we know about his case. There needs to be a freeze on his deportation until a proper investigation take place. And maybe they will deny that request, but it will be documented, and we will have a response, an official response from Dora Shryo, because they will not give that response to the community. We've already done that, and it's time that other organizations take that risk as well. It doesn't matter if they say no. The thing that matters is that it's documented. Yeah, I think Amnesty has a responsibility because people's lives are at stake and they are in jeopardy. And now, after they've left, we've seen that as a result of speaking with them, people are being punished and people's lives are put even more in danger. Rama was deported. People that are in his pod that witnessed this assault and that spoke with Amnesty will more than likely be targeted now. So I think that contributes to the reason why Amnesty does need to take a stand. They need to challenge Dora Shryo, because we have to take responsibility also for the situation now.